Thank you for calling. This is Thomas Mark.
Hi, Thomas. This is Renee speaking. How are you?
Very good, Ms. Robinson. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Glad to know that, ma'am. Did you take a look on the sites that I shared with you?
I did. I didn't like the careers at Eagle Hill.
All right, sure. Because, like, we have done a couple projects, like, for this sort of industry. And looking at your website, like, you have got, like, three pages, which is, like, home, about, and courses. And what I was thinking is...
You looked at mine already?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I'm, like, reading every other page, and... how it looks in the content which is written onto the site. So what I have seen that it is currently on Squarespace framework, and I would definitely be know about the requirements that you would require in the future about the programming language and the design of the site and what sort of features.
Now, you don't do writing, right? If you could recommend somebody. I have the content page. I just need it, tweaked a little bit.
Sure. 100%. So, like, we can definitely go ahead and take care of it, and that would definitely be much, much better. And your site is already, like, looking fine to me. So it needs, like, the upgrades, which can be done. And, like, the details of the requirements that I would require, like my team would require. So I will tell you about it. But before that, what I think that can be uploaded onto your site, considering what you said was that you're trying to get more traffic to the site. So the best thing that we can do onto this to get more traffic, we can optimize the content which is written onto the site. So based on the optimization of the content, and so based on the Google searches or search engines like Bing, Yahoo, or Google, so your website could appear on the top if somebody is looking for the service you actually provide. So you just need to update the content for it and like get the search engine optimized content. So we will go ahead and provide you with that. Second, that you already have your colors, and we can go ahead and rebrand as well. I love the logo that you have on your site. I really like it. It's unique and eye-catchy. Yeah, I love it. Seriously.
How to use it. When they gave it to me, I don't know how to send it out and have it branded on, you know, brochures, and I had wanted to use it
Allow my company to, like, revamp this logo as well. We will keep the same style of the logo, but we will give more life to it. And then we will provide you with the brochure design, flyer design, business cards, letterheads. We will do the complete branding, and that would be coming absolutely for free of cost. And that is what I offer to my clients who are coming on board with me to work with my team, and they're happy with my past work. So this is the thing that I'll provide you absolutely for free of cost. And you would love it, like, seriously. Like, I'm really serious. So you will love the work that we are going to do for the branding for you. Also, what I saw on the bottom, there are a couple social media platforms which are integrated onto your site, such as your Instagram, your Twitter, then the Pinterest, and... your Facebook, of course. So these are, of course, I think like the Facebook, you are updating it like on like weekly basis, but we can also rebrand you over there, and we can launch your new site. We can take care of your social media platforms as well. If you need to revamp that, we can also go ahead and like do the branding, which can be uploaded on the banner of the Facebook page. The updated version of the logo can be uploaded over there, so it could look good. It could look much better because the design of the logo is beautiful, but the quality of the logo, it's not that good. Because
I had a problem with people that I had someone creating a brochure, mm-hmm. and they had a problem with transposing it over,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't look well. I had a one page done, and I had another. I tried another company, and
mm-hmm.
they made a brochure, and it had a typo in it. And it's taken me 5 months to get it fixed, and I haven't gotten it fixed. So
mm-hmm.
I just happened to be on the internet, and I saw your company, and I said, "Well, let me look before I just give up."
Yeah, I'm glad that you are connected with us, so we can basically take care of everything that you might require on your online presence of the business that you have, considering the logo, the brochure design, the printed business cards and stuff like that. Everything will be done with us. Of course, the main motive is the website. Of course, we will fix that, and we will provide you with the best possible design. So let's say you send me a message you want to make the changes on your own. That is 100% obvious. You will do that.
Well,
okay.
You know, like if,
mm-hmm.
for instance, like if I have a class, you know, to announce that I have classes on this day, and
I am
you
coming
can sign
to that.
Up. Or...
I am coming to that point. Yes, I have that in mind. So you want to do the face-to-face trainings. That can be done based on the Zoom platform. Zoom will be integrated onto the site, and a calendar will be uploaded onto the site. So let's say I am your client. I have to sign up first. Once I sign up, then I can book a meeting with you or book a training session with you using that calendar. So the calendar will allow me to like book a date when you are available. Like Ms. Robinson are available at that time. You can set that calendar yourself up. And based on that, client clicks on it, schedule a time, like whatever time you select, like 40-minute session or 30-minute session or whatever you decide.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, the client can book you. Once they book you, if you need a payment, receive any payment online, you can receive payments either through PayPal, credit, debit card, Venmo, Cash App, Apple Pay, whatever payment methods you need, we will install that for you, and we will make sure that the payments are going smoothly and you're receiving the payments the next minute the client pays you online. So there will be no delays. It will be awesome. It will be perfectly fine. And you will also have the complete back-end control of all of this. You can manage everything. You can manage the payments. You can manage the calendar. You can manage the meetings. You can manage the content of your website if you need to add or remove any picture, add or remove any sort of content or a video. You can also do that. One more thing can be done. Let's say you and me are having a session, and once the session is finished and we're both done with it, if I want to save that session or record that session or save that in my system, I can pay an additional fee off that. Once I pay that additional fee on your site, I will get a video of the session that I had with you. So that by that way, you can make more money out of the session that you're. That is just like a good for your clients as well. It's not just about like making money, I would say. It is helpful for your clients as well. Because if I had a good session with you and I didn't record it, didn't get a chance, but I wanted to, then I can pay a couple more dollars to like get a file that can be installed in my system so I can watch that video for later use as well. So that is also a functionality which can be done. And usually this functionality is installed on consulting sort of websites, just like yours. You mentioned...
I have a question, yeah. For the
booking, yes, please.
You know, I need to have a slide deck with my logo, so if you change, you know, enhance my logo, will I be able to use it on the slide deck, because I was getting ready to hire somebody to, you know, because I'm in the process of revamping my slides and training material, and I wanted to be able to, you know, use the logo for that.
100%. You can definitely use it, and like a bedded logo, you can definitely use it wherever you want to.
And for email.
Sure. We will also design your email signature with the new logo, and we'll provide you with the email signature so you can use that for future users. Don't worry about it. As I said,
okay.
Whatever you have in mind, you can let us know. We'll take care of that.
Okay. How much is all of this going to cost? Because you sound too good to be true.
Thanks a lot. Well, as I said, like the branding that I'm providing you absolutely, the rebranding that I'm providing you absolutely for free of cost, all I'm going to charge you is just for the website. That's it. So don't think like I'm going to like charge you thousands of dollars on it. It's not going to be like that, because just to welcome you on board and building a good business relationship with you, I would love to do that. And I mainly focus on like future business relationships. If I provide you a best work, okay, if you like my work, then definitely like you have a bigger clientele, so you can refer us to somebody else as well. And you would love to provide us like a second project as well in the future.
I have other etiquette. I belong to an organization, two organizations, as a matter of fact, and then I have, we have meetings and things, and that's one of the biggest that we have is finding. Now, one of the people that you did, I know of her, and I remember her old website, and the old website that she had, the one you did is a great improvement over the one she originally had.
Okay.
So I was impressed by that.
That is interesting, for sure. Well, we have also worked for like an etiquette center, and I couldn't recall the name of it. I guess it was an international etiquette center that we worked on. Like, we didn't design their whole website, but we did their ebook section. So you mentioned like an ebook thing as well. Like, you mentioned something about the author, so that you need to connect on the website.
A group of my colleagues, we got together. And we put together a little small, I want to say 3x5 or something, book that's right now selling on PayPal. And so I haven't contacted Amazon yet, but I wanted to be able to connect. Say people want to know what other etiquette books and things to read, and they'd be able to go to PayPal and see my list. I don't know if I want that on my website or email.
You know how you can do it, ma'am? You can absolutely like list it on your website, like the ebook and the book that you're talking about. If you want to sell it through your website, you can. We will integrate the Amazon and Barnes and, of course, Noble to your website. So let's say the client is looking forward to purchase that and on your website. If they click on that link, they will redirect to the Amazon and they can purchase it directly from there.
That'll be great.
So this is no problem.
Okay.
Like that can absolutely be done. So let's say booking a section, like a booking, if you want to add a section of quizzes, so that can be something very helpful and interesting on your site. Let's say if you want to test your client's etiquette knowledge before they sign up with you, that would be like something really good. Let's say an etiquette quiz or everyday etiquette quiz or doing matters, etiquette. Let's say if the client clicks on the etiquette quiz, it could ask you some questions that we can discuss and we can prepare a quiz. So let's say I saw a picture of table setting on your Facebook page. So the question comes to my mind is like, on any type of table setting, my drinks are on my left along with my bread plate. So this could be a question that you can ask to your client in the quiz, so the clients can select a yes or no, and a couple more questions to based on that. If the clients submit and finish the quiz, so you will receive it, and based on that, you can provide them like whatever training session that they want and whatever session they qualify for, and how much percentage that they have passed. So that could be really fun to do on your site. What do you think?
That sounds good.
Right? Yeah.
That sounds kind of good. One thing is, what I put a lot of etiquette consultants, when I first started, there wasn't that many out. And now, the industry is being flooded with people who are now doing. And the difference between me and some of my colleagues, a lot of my colleagues, we actually went to school and was trained, whereas a lot of these people are out here, they're like fly by night. So I need, to really stand out beyond. And the other thing is, I don't have great pictures. I have pictures, some pictures, but not a lot. And I've had poor photographers following me and didn't know how to take pictures of, you know, events and stuff that I gave. And so, but I don't have pictures yet, but later I'll have a gallery. I only have very few pictures.
Okay.
And they look terrible. I had a person to look at them, and she couldn't use them. But, you know, I'll show you what I have.
Well, you may. You may show that to us in future, or if you need another, like, stock images, we can simply go ahead and provide you with the stock images as well that can be used, like photos that can definitely be used. Mm-hmm. So, some of
the stock images used, I like, except for one of my mentors in this business. She didn't like one of the pictures in there, and that was the hand shaking, because it wasn't properly done, executed. And so,
is it on your website right now?
They told me to change it out.
Yeah, the hand shaking. Yep. I see that. I definitely see that.
Yeah, they told me to change that. Yeah.
We'll provide you a better picture of a handshake.
Yeah.
All right, so you tell me, like, how soon that – go ahead.
I just had – now, I don't know, like, for me, train with the best. I don't want it to feature so much me as I do what I could do. My whole purpose is this is what I – who I am, and this is what I could do.
But are you – if I may ask, are you the CEO of this business? Like, are you the owner of this business?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So let's say you are the CEO and we can create a section which will tell the clients about the CEO. Like, who is the CEO and who is she and what she does. And so, like, not every other page will contain your content about you. Because if I'm on your website right now, if I go to the main page, if I scroll down, I see your picture. I see something about you. If I scroll down more, then there's another page that is about us. In that about us section, I see you again. And some of the good content is written over there. And if I click on contact us, and there's a form that I can simply fill out and to get in touch with you. And the courses section will also have some an updated content and what sort of offerings that you do. And the pricing section can be uploaded over there. The content size of the content on your website is very big at this moment. So it could be aligned properly. And we will go ahead and minimize the content a bit. So it could look much better and eye-catchy to the clients. So we have, like, a lot of suggestions, and we will keep on showing you that what can be done, what cannot be done. Then you can simply select, like, what is the best option for you, and based on that, you can simply go ahead and proceed with it. So let's say, how soon do you want to, like, get this website, like, up and running again? Like, how soon do you want to get this done? Are you working on a deadline?
Depends on how much is everything going to cost me.
Well, let's go ahead and come to the pricing, too. So before I tell you the pricing, do you have any sort of a budget in mind, like how much you're actually looking forward to spend on this? Because I would love to work under your budget because, yeah, I don't want you to spend a lot of money on it.
Okay. Is $1,500?
Definitely, I can work under that for you. So I'm going to show you a package. Can you please come to my website again, like on my chat box?
Okay.
All right. So I'm showing you something over there.
With the chat box?
Yeah.
Oops, let me see. Okay, you're typing.
Yeah, I've sent you a message. So this is a customized package, which is called the Business Website Package. The cost of this package is $2,400. But forget about it. Like, forget the pricing right now. Just look at what is included in it. It's an unlimited pages website. So, like, whenever you want to add any page to the website in future, you can absolutely add it. It's going to be a custom-made and interactive dynamic high-end design for you, which will definitely be unique from others out there. How? because we work on the customized ideas and we send out a questionnaire to my clients. In that questionnaire, we will ask you some questions like what sort of colors would you like to see, what sort of information would you like to put onto the site, some more additional details about your business, how would you like to interact with your clients in the future. So these questions would let us know that what sort of things that you have in mind and what is exactly the vision that you have for this business. So understanding that part, my team who will be working with you on this project, like the designers and the developers, the project managers, so they will sit down together, do some research on it, and the designers will design a couple of layouts for you, like the website layouts, which will be presented to you in a couple days from now. And then you select whatever design that you like the most. Like you will have a couple of concepts in front of you, which will be designed for you, customized for you. Then you can pick the one that you like the most, whatever you select, and then we proceed from there. So anyway, what else is included is a slider banner, custom-made banner designs, stock images, revisions on the project. So like whatever revision you have in the future, you can ask us, and we will revise that for you. We are giving you the free tech support for the site. Let's say after a couple months, you need to revamp anything or you need to like change the content or anything. Like if you have any problems with the website, if you want to fix that, you call us and we'll take care of that for you. Excuse me for a second.
Okay.
All right. I was just drinking water. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So how many revisions do I get?
That is
a limit. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want a whole lot of pages. I think there is nobody that has more than 5 pages unless
mm-hmm.
you're a school like the protocol. I'm not a school like the protocol, School of Washington. So I don't need, 15 and 20 pages.
Okay. Understood. Yeah, no worries. So that's why I've made it like unlimited for you. So, like, unlimited would be the best option. So, like, if you need, like, less pages, you can also do that. And don't worry about it. Like, the requirements, the features will definitely affect the cost of the package. So I'm about to come to the cost, and definitely it will be a lot under your budget that you're trying to spend on it, I'm sure. So let's proceed. So it's coming with Aura Effects content management system that I already told you about. With the help of that system, you will be able to manage the content of the site yourself. So if you need to change anything in the future, if you need to update anything or keep an eye on what is happening on your site, you can easily do that yourself.
Uh-huh.
And appointment scheduling, online ordering, and the online appointment like that we talked about, the Zoom sessions, that will be installed on your website with the API. Calendar integration would be done. Online payment integration would also be done. Multilingual feature will be also added. Let's say I am Spanish and I'm coming from Spain. Detecting my IP address from my desktop PC, your website will automatically be translated into my preferred language. So this is something unique and got a good feature too. So a sign-up area for your clients, let's say for newsletters, offers, and actual sign-up for like with you for a future sessions and live feeds of social networks integration would also be done, and a mobile responsive, of course, the website will be 100% mobile responsive. The clients will be able to connect with you through major search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo. The interface will be based on the Google's requirements, and your business will also be registered on Google. Let's give it a try. I go on Google.
Okay, now, the person now who originally designed my site, for some reason, because I have a relative who is, she does this stuff too, but she's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And, she designs the websites for the government,
mm-hmm.
Social Security Administration. In fact, that company, and then, they hire her out freelance to other government stuff. So she was telling me whoever put my website together, they didn't go in and put the Google stuff in there correctly. I tried to go in there, and I don't know what I'm doing, so
mm-hmm.
I messed it up. So she was saying that's probably one of the reasons why I'm not, well, she explained it, but I'm not a techie, so I don't understand the, you know, the tech language for that. But, and the reason why I'm reaching out to others is because she's too busy to do it.
No
but
problem,
she did take a look at my website.
We will absolutely take care of that. Let's say the client or anybody puts your name on Google, let's say Renee Robinson, or if they put your business name over there, so if I go on Google and type like Robinson Maddie Kate or Renee Robinson, I don't see anything. Like, I don't see anything about your business over there. So that is why, like, you're not receiving traffic. You're not getting a lot of traffic on your site. That's the only reason. So we will fix that for you, and that will be our, like, second priority after the website. So let's say if I Robinson Etiquette. So I don't see anything again. Okay, yeah. RobinsonEtiquette.com. I see your website over there. And the number is written, and there are no additional details, and there are no reviews that can be provided over there. So,
oh, okay.
So we will do, like,
no,
everything.
Because,
for you.
No, it's because no one knows about me. And then I don't. And then later on, I'm going to have to get somebody to help me with the social media, because I'm terrible about that. And I
we are about
that,
to. We are about to update that for you. Like, you are in safe hands now. Your business is our business, and we will help you to grow as soon as possible. Whatever things, like, requires to, like, make your online presence much, much better from now, and we will do that for you. Like, considering your branding, your social media appearance, your online appearance on major search engines, and the search engine optimization, and, of course, the website revamp. So we will take care of all of that, but we will do step by step. Once you're satisfied with the first step, then we will proceed to the next step. So coming back to your the package that we were discussing, so it will be coming with Google-friendly sitemap, search engine submission, and industry-specified team of expert designers and developers will be coming on board in this project, and they will also help you out with it. So let's say you will get one dedicated project manager who will be working with you and will be responsible to keep you updated as soon as the project progresses. So let's say the first step is done. They'll come to you, they'll schedule a meeting, they'll show you that what they have done. Then you show their feedback, like your feedback to them, and you can let us know that whatever your feedbacks are, if you want to change anything on the design, if you don't like the design, or anything you have in mind, you can let us know, we'll fix that. Once that is done, then we proceed to the second step, the development of the site, adding the features that we are discussing. Once the features are tested, then we'll test all of those features. We'll test a Zoom session. We'll test that calendar integration. We'll test the payment option. Everything will be tested before we make it live.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you so far?
Yes. And the other thing, Thomas, I need to let you know that I travel a lot. Because I have another life. So right now I'm working on a project because my second life, I do clinical trials.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, that's for research. I'm a research, and I monitor the clinical trials, and I travel around to do that. But,
wow.
So the reason I'm doing that, because I'm real busy, really, really busy, but this project, it's coming to an end, and I want to go back to my etiquette business. And when I stop this, I want to have everything in place so I could launch.
Okay.
Relaunch.
So
which means that I'm busy. So, but I'll give you my numbers because I was working with another company, and I explained that to them, and they were just horrible and very off-putting and condescending, and I did not like that.
Okay.
And so, and I've been trying to get my brochure from them for about, like I said, 5 months. And I said, just make the correction and give me my stuff, and then, you know, we're good. I had anticipated, like you had talked about, working with, you know, long-term. Because if I really like your stuff, then I would like long-term And I would like, and then if possible, recommend other people.
Definitely.
So, and that's what I was going to do with the other group, but, you know, and it's been really hard. This has been, I want to say, a 5 to 6 year journey, and I have wasted a lot of money on people, and I was about to give up, and then call my cousin back up, and actually she's my sister-in-law, and said, please, 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 can you do that, you know, during the holidays? Mm-hmm. And so I just happened to be on the internet, and I just happened to come across your site.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, let me click here and see what they're about. And you're the first, I'm telling you, you are the first person that understand what etiquette people do because you did it.
I truly appreciate your positive feedback.
You did it. Other people don't know what I'm talking about, and they don't understand, you know, what I'm talking about because most people associate etiquette with just knife and fork. We do more than teach about knife and fork.
That is correct.
We teach image, and then for like sometimes, like I've had clients that are going to travel overseas. Well, mm-hmm. this is the business protocol you need to know when you mm-hmm. go over there. Or, you know, for when I was teaching before the pandemic, I was teaching at the college. I was teaching the students dining etiquette, how to interview for a job, how to dine for a dining interview, what the things that you should and should not do, what you should know, how to navigate the silverware, and all of that. So, you know, so other people, oh, you just teach a knife and fork. You know, things to say, things not to say, cultural intelligence, you know, how
right.
to communicate with people with other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that you have a brownie point for at least knowing something about what I'm talking about.
Thank you. I do learn that. And, you know, like a couple of questions that came to my mind because, like, I really follow this etiquette, too, in my, like, daily life. Another question just came to my mind, let's say, the quiz I was talking about, that we can add another question to it. Let's say we can give the clients an example to learn, like, what exactly they would select. They would select the yes or no. So let's say you are throwing a surprise party for your parents, let's say, 25th anniversary or 30th anniversary, and they have everything they need. So is it appropriate to ask the guests for money instead of presents? So what would you select? Like, would you select a yes or no if I ask you this question?
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
Okay. So you are throwing a surprise party for your parents' 25th anniversary, and they have everything they need. Mm-hmm. Is it appropriate to ask the guests for money instead of presents?
No.
Exactly. That's correct. So these are like fun questions that we can ask your clients, and the clients would love to answer these questions, and the clients like to like attempt the quizzes. And we will add this quiz section, and we'll show you first. Like, we'll show you how it looks. And once that is shown, then you can let us know if you want to add this feature onto the site or not. So finishing off this, and let me go ahead and create your account right away so I can let you meet the team. Before that, I can just simply let you know that you mentioned that you're a busy person and you travel a lot. So would you like to have a dedicated project manager? Like, I can provide you one person. Like, only one person will be staying in touch with you. Not a lot of people will be getting in touch and disturb you. So I'll give you just one person, like, dedicatedly will be working on your project. You will have their email, contact number, and they will also have this information. And you can contact only
right.
that person whenever you have any feedback. All right?
That would be better. Let's see. I'm home this week. And then next week I'm gone, and I won't be back until Friday.
Okay.
And then the beginning of the following week I'm gone. And wait, I think I'm gone the middle of the week. So the beginning of the week you can contact me.
Do you? We'll try our best to not to call you and disturb you because you must be busy a lot of times. So how about like emails? Like, do you often check your inbox?
Sometimes it's difficult to do because when I'm traveling, I have my company's computer, and I don't put my personal, you know, I'm working for this company, mm-hmm. and they have confidential, what do you call that?
I understand that. I do understand that. I got
you. You know,
point.
It's secret stuff, and so I can't send somebody, you know, because it's their product, and I
okay.
can't compromise my personal computer. But I'll see it on my smartphone, but I can't sometimes, it's not that visible on the smartphone, so if
exactly.
you text me.
Exactly.
And you can email me, but just know that I may not see the document in its entirety, and when I get back in town, that'd be the first thing that I would look at.
Right. Understood.
And then, or you could text me, too, to let me know. Actually, to text me and let me know that something came in. I don't travel with two computers. Some of my colleagues do, but for me,
mm-hmm.
I hurt my shoulder, so I
it's
can't
really
travel
hard
with
to...
two computers.
I understand that, ma'am.
Maneuver
and,
with two.
Don't
I'm
worry. We won't
off.
Give you a lot of trouble on this project. We make sure. Because that's why you're hiring us. Like, if you're hiring somebody that you're, like, providing work to them and getting off things from your shoulder. So what we'll do is I have plans. Like, I can definitely go ahead and fix this. So the first email that will be sent out to you today, that will be a main thing. That would be a questionnaire. So the questioner will ask you some questions. Make sure that whatever you have in mind, you attempt that, and you just type everything in the first email. So why we want to know everything? Because we won't be disturbing you like every day to ask questions like, hey, do you want this? Hey, do you want that? Hey, do you want that? Anything about it. So if you have all of the information in the first, then once you come back, like the designs, the inner pages of the site will be ready to show you. And we'll show that to you. We'll have a conversation. If you have any revisions that you want us to know, you can put a revision request in that meeting. And once we schedule a second meeting, in the second meeting, you will see the final work. So that is how we will be working with each other. You won't be getting like a lot of calls, a lot of emails. Like, we'll schedule a meeting before we send you something. Would that be okay?
That would be okay.
Right.
So, again, how much is all this
going to
cost?
Okay. Well, business website package will around cost you $2,400, but considering the budget, I would definitely make it under your budget. I'll try to make it, like, around, like, $1,200 to, like, $1,100 to $1,200. Considering the state of California, because in the state of California, we provide, like, massive discounts, so I require your business zip code. So based on that, I can apply some discounted coupons and make the price down for you. So can I have it?
90045.
All right, perfect. Just a moment. Could you please provide me your – can you please type in your email address
okay.
that you want to be contacted
I'm gonna give
on?
You, okay, let me give you that one. This is the one to contact.
Yeah, the one
yes.
that you need to be contacted on. And please do provide a best number as well. But don't worry about the number. Like, we will avoid calling you.
Oh,
we will just make sure that we
you
send
know,
you emails.
You know, I don't know what I put something here, and I can't stick it back in the track. It says drop to attach, and it won't disappear. So let me give you this one. Ms. R-E-N-E-E Robinson at gmail.com.
Okay, your first and last name at gmail.com, right?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. All right. And you okay. gave me two numbers ending with 5238.
Yeah, because, okay, let me tell you about the first one.
All
the
right.
one, this is the one I'm calling you on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like during the daytime, my company,
mm-hmm.
they block the phone calls. They'll just show me who called me and the time. And if
exactly.
you text me that I just called you, call me back, I will call you back. Or call me on that other number.
Sounds great. So what is the best number to text? Ending with 5111?
5238. Text me on that one. Say, I just called you, couldn't get through. call me back.
All right. Sounds great to me. Okay, I'll mention that.
When I'm traveling and also sometimes during the day, and I just found out they get this. In fact, I got a problem with my laptop right now to get through to them.
Because, I called on that number, it was like directly went to the voicemail.
Yeah, that's why. Because they commandeer my phone between the certain hours of the day.
I understand.
Because, like I never should have used this number. I should have separated the number, but because my other phone was an Android and they wanted an iPhone, and it's been my nightmare ever since. So I have to let, people know to call me on that.
Definitely. We'll make sure that we'll text you first, and then we go ahead and you call us back or we call you back, whatever suits the perfect.
Right.
And I will have a meeting, quick meeting with the team who will be working with you on this project, and I'll let them know whatever are your terms to work with us and what to follow, what not to follow, things. Everything will be discussed with them, and after that, they'll send you a welcome email to welcome you on board. So let me go ahead and create your sign-up account. Confirm your email address. First and last name is Renee Robinson. I got your two numbers. Name of the business and the website is already there. So for the payment, may I ask what card you will be using for the payment? Is it a credit or a debit?
It's going to be a credit.
Sure. And do you have any middle initial on your card?
No, it's my business card.
Got it. Is
the
it a Visa, Master? Sorry, what
it's
was that?
It's a Visa.
Sure. I'm ready with the numbers.
How do you do payment? I don't mind paying up front, but when I paid up front, I've had an incident where I paid $700 deposit. I paid up front. The person charged me $700. I never got my work.
Well, first
then
thing.
Then I paid another group up front. And so I don't know. This time around, I would like to pay half and then the rest when I get to work.
Well, to be very honest with you, Ms. Robinson, considering this phone call, I am I really know what you have been through, and I don't want you to face the same problems again. Of course, I would never want to do that. And the second, the payment that you're paying is discounted. So that will be 100% upfront. Second, you get a 100% money back guarantee on this. This is, I'm telling you over the phone call, you will also receive that email based on the 100% money back guarantee. At any point, if you think the work is not good and it's not up to the mark and it's not based on what I committed on the first call, you can have your money back in 100%. I'm not talking about a percentage here. It's just about a total, whatever you've paid so far, you'll get that back.
Okay. All right. So can you put that in writing for me, too?
We will, yeah. It is mentioned in the package already. Let me just type it for you real quick.
Now, how much for the branding?
It is coming for free. Don't worry about it. You don't need to pay for it.
Okay.
But if you need something printed, let's say if you need a printed business cards, printed flyers, or printed brochures, then you have to pay for the printing only. The designing part, we'll take care of that.
Okay. I could take care of the printing.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So I've typed a message for you in the chat. Please read that up.
You know what? My chat, wait a minute. I don't know what I did. I pressed something that says drop to attach. They won't let me. Okay, there it is.
Okay, you'll get a copy of this. So do you see my message that I sent?
I'm trying to scroll down to it right now.
Sure.
Okay.
So read that loud so we both are on the same page.
Okay, it says unlimited pages.
No, not that one. Not that one. Scroll down in the last message that I've sent.
Okay, it's also worth noting that we only charge you a one-time cost sign-up with a guarantee of 100% satisfaction or money back guarantee in the event of any dissatisfaction with the services, quality, or schedule. Okay.
Exactly. So a copy of this transcript will be emailed to you once you leave this chat, and you will like have that everything documented. Also, an email will be sent out to you, like listing the features of the product that you're purchasing, also the discounted price, also the actual price of that packet, so you could know by the end of the day how much discount that you got. So it was a Visa card starting with 4. Let me have the numbers whenever you're ready so I can create your account right away.
Okay. Well, this is scary because I'm not typing my number in.
Don't worry about it, man.
What's your last name, Thomas?
I truly appreciate like you trusting me on this, and definitely, I'll provide you a lot more better work than I'm promising you right now. You gotta trust me with that.
All right. I can't have your last name.
My name is Thomas Mark. I will also send you an email. I will send you my direct line, like my cell phone, like my personal cell phone, on which you can contact me anytime you want. If you have any problems, if you are worried with anything, if you don't like the person that you're dealing with, like I'm talking about the project manager, I am the right person to speak with. I have typed my number, my email, and my full name, agency.com. Okay, now you have my phone number, my name, and my email address in the chat box. I'll send you a copy of that in your email as well, so you have all the information.
I don't mean to be, you know, I just have to be cautious because I've had so many. You have no idea what I've been going through.
I can tell, man. You've told me a couple things.
I've not been happy with nothing that I've had. I've to the point where I almost believe that people have no morals, no integrity, and no, because I don't operate like that.
Well, see, ma'am, I have one thing to say here. Like, I am not like 200% confident that you would like the work. Let's say the thing that you receive in the first, you don't like it, and you seriously like don't like anything about it. Just don't freak out. You have my number. Just let me know if you don't like it. I'll make sure that the second revision that you receive, that is 100% up to the mark. Okay?
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Okay, Thomas. All right. My card number?
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's 4856-2002.
Mm-hmm.
6945-4438.
Expiration?
725.
0725. And what is the CVV behind that?
It's 827. I may need to call my bank because I have to put alert because somebody, if it doesn't go through, I need to call my bank.
Exactly. It happens. Yes, I was about to tell you this. So let me tell you what is the process with us. So I have collected the information from you, and this information will be forwarded to the billing department. They will try to charge a payment for you, and there will be a hold, I'm quite sure. Then you'll receive a notification from the bank that, hey, like this merchant is trying to like charge your card. This is the amount. Do you authorize it? So you need to authorize it yourself.
Okay, I'm ready to call them now. You're charging me $1,200?
Now,
well,
let
them know.
Just give me a second. Let me give you the final pricing along with the Texas fees and surcharges. Just give me a second. Okay, it's 12:30.
Final check.
Okay, it's 12:30. Considering the discounted coupons, and on 12:30 there will be a 8% off the sales tax, as per the state of California. That will be $98.04. The total is coming up is $1,328. So, do you authorize Orbit Design Agency to charge you that amount?
Yes.
Just a moment.
All right, and I'm going to call my bank and let them know.
Please, I'm going to put you in a hold till then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Them.
Sure.
All right, man. So, Peter?
Are you with me?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, so they tried
Hello?
It already. Yeah, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you can just let your bank know that you were trying to process payment on 1328. And MK Affiliates is the name of the merchant that they'll tell you, probably. And just ask them.
What's
to
the name of it? I'm sorry.
That is MK Affiliates.
NK?
Affiliates. That's the name of our merchant that we use for the online payments. So they'll tell you the name of this merchant, and please do authorize. And you might have received a notification instead of a call. Did you receive any notification?
Yeah, they do. They normally will send me something.
Okay. Did you receive it?
Let me check right now, because they're pretty quick about that, too. They don't mess around. Hold on a second.
What bank is it?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Beautiful, beautiful, yeah.
They don't mess around.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one more minute. Hello? Thomas?
Yes, ma'am, I'm with you. Hello.
Renee Robinson.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yes, there is. There's a charge that's coming through for 1328 from NK affiliates, and I just wanted to let you all know just in case, because sometimes you'll put a hold on and block the account just to make sure that it's, you know, that I authorize that payment. No pennies, Thomas, correct? It's 1328 even, correct?
Yes, that is 1328.
Okay. Yeah, that's correct. The company name is N as in Nancy, K as in Ken.
M as in Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, M as in Mary. No, they already did, and I just want to make sure that it goes through without any problems.
Let me go ahead and ask them to try charging the payment again. Once it is going through, I'll give you the update.
Mm-hmm. They were just processing it now.
All right. Let me go ahead and speak with the billing real quick, and I'll give you the notification. Please stay by the phone. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Thomas, they got me on hold. They're checking. Hello? Okay. Okay. Hello? Yeah. Well, that's the amount we agreed upon. Okay. And I'm waiting for them to send me an email. Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Goodbye. Okay. So that's good. All right. Hello?
Thanks a lot for staying online, ma'am. Well, we have received the notification that the payment went through successfully. Welcome you on board.
Okay.
All right, so you already know the next steps. You'll receive an email shortly with the welcome email and along with the questionnaire of the website. Please do attach your logo in that email so we can have the logo file to it. So that will help us to do some tweaking to the logo, all right?
Right. Can I send you a sample of what I had?
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
That would be wonderful. You can attach the files to the email, and the next person that you'll speak with, that will be your project manager. So I thank you so much for doing business with us, and hopefully we'll provide you the best work that you're not even expecting from us. So thanks a lot for your time, man.
Okay, thank you.
You take care of yourself. Bye.
Okay, bye.